There are sports betting bills pending in both the state assembly and Senate. Each would authorize bets on mobile devices and eventually at sports venues. Traditionally, there's been less enthusiasm in the assembly than Senate, where Joseph Addabbo, a Democrat from Queens, chairs its committee on racing, gaming, and wagering.
We could sit on the sidelines and we could do nothing about sports betting in our state, and we can continue to watch other states really progress, or we could do something about it. I'll remain optimistic that we can do something about it this session.
But speaking to public radio this week, Governor Cuomo said it's not even in the top 10 of his to-do list this session.
It's possible. I think the time is short and the list is long. So I would counsel the legislative leaders get the priorities done.
There are vocal opponents who say more gambling will lead to more addiction. But like most issues, the push is on by advocates because of the money in play. Las Vegas-based gaming strategist Chris Grove of Eilers Research told a recent Senate hearing he estimates the stakes at $1 billion annually.
By maturity, critically, some 95% of that revenue, or roughly $973 million, would be generated via online sports betting.
New York-based FanDuel, the largest online gaming operator in the United States, estimates the first year to generate more than $150 million in taxes and licensing fees alone. That's money advocates say could go towards education, roads and bridges, lowering taxes, and the like. But Indian nations, like the Senecas, are currently holding an inside straight.
Due to their wide exclusivity zones, tribes could block mobile sports betting throughout much of upstate New York.
Sarah Walters is a former U.S. Interior Department and National Indian Gaming Commission attorney who specializes in federal tribal law.
And if commercial operations were to accept wagers from within those zones, tribes could limit or completely omit payments to the state made in exchange for that exclusivity.
One way around that is supported by the four commercial casinos where betting will be allowed on site as soon as next month. That's when a public comment period on proposed state gaming commission rules ends. Tom Wilmot, a partner in Del Lago Casino in Waterloo, New York, explained Addabbo's recently amended bill.
To voluntarily opt into mobile sports betting on a commercially regulated basis. In our view, this is a very creative solution to address a web of complicated issues, which involve federal law, the state constitution, sovereign immunity, and gaming exclusivity.
If a nation opts in, its compact with the state would not apply to the sports betting portion of its business. In a statement to WBFO, the Seneca Nation said it's exploring impacts and options to participate in this popular and potentially lucrative new business. They're glad to have been included in Addabbo's bill. Still, the governor contends there are constitutional issues to address.
All forms of different types of sports betting have been prosecuted as gambling. I don't think anyone can honestly argue that casino gambling does not include sports betting. So that takes care of the first constitutional question.
Jeff Ifra, a D.C. criminal defense attorney who specializes in e-gaming, says there is no quandary.
The second question is, when you offer mobile wagering statewide, is that wagering occurring at the casino or not? Other states that have looked at this have resolved it the same way. As long as the servers are at the casinos, then therefore the wagering is taking place at the casino.
On the other side of the coin are professional athletes who want clear and enforceable legal standards to protect the people being bet on. NFL Players Association counsel Joseph Briggs spoke recently on behalf of National Football, Hockey, Baseball, Basketball, and Soccer League players.
A comprehensive review of your criminal code to make sure that people who are participating in sports gambling know where the boundaries are and how they can interact with their athletes, not only in stadium, as reflected in your bill, but also as they leave the stadium.
A letter on behalf of the Buffalo Bills, New York Giants and Jets, and the NFL also asked the state to consider substantial protections for league and team content and intellectual property, fan access to official league data, as well as adequate resources and penalties to eliminate illegal betting. Briggs also suggested safeguards, perhaps whistleblower protections, he called them, to keep confidential the non-public information that's accessible to referees, coaches, and front office staff, including practice and injury reports. The odds all this legalese being sorted out by next state budget are getting better. Marion Heatherly, WBFO News.